Hey Jeff, Doug here from Dizzy Doug TV. Hey man, sorry I missed your question this morning when I was on my way down to Bryan, Texas for work. So I apologize for getting this out to you late. But absolutely, man. When I first upgraded my Mac to or my first MacBook Pro, upgraded it from Tiger to Leopard. I was using my external FireWire hard drive that I use as my backups as my Time Machine drive. Now, I've read in places that says that that you can't do it, but I know for a fact that you can, because I have all my backup videos, media on that drive, as well as just some random backups that I was copying to it manually. So, and yeah, it was pulling my Time Machine from that drive also. So, yeah, when you get your hard drive, get it. I mean, look, as cheap as media is nowadays, I understand that. That the 1 terabytes are in that sweet spot right now, but take a look at the 1.5s if you can. If you can get one on sale. I know Fry's Electronics ad comes out today. I haven't seen it yet, but if you have one in your area, it's definitely worth a look. But at the end of the day, I mean, if all you get is 1 terabyte, it's funny that we're saying if all you get is 1 terabyte, right? Yeah, considering the first drive that I can remember purchasing was an 80 megabyte drive. So, but anyways, back to your question. Yeah, partition it. I would go with two partitions. If it's, you know, 1 terabyte, obviously you're not getting a full terabyte. You'll get roughly 987 megabytes, gigabytes rather. So I would just split that in two and use one half for all your backups. Maybe even use half of it for super duper. Keep rolling with your Time Machines, do that on the other partition, but set up the first or second partition, whatever you want to do with it, as a super duper backup. So you'll have super duper backup, you'll have Time Machine backup, and man, you'd be set to go. So, hey, appreciate you posting that question. I hope this helps out, and take it easy, man. Peace.